This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Voters on Tuesday thronged to polling stations across the United States to express themselves on a wide array of divergent concerns. Their choices, along with those of millions who already voted by mail or early in person, will decide the control of the U.S. Congress for the next 2 years, as well as many governorships, state legislatures, and local offices. Former President Barack Obama is issuing both a history lesson and a plea as Democrats try to hold on to their slim congressional majorities. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
When I was president, I got my butt whooped in midterm elections.
In what he called a first-term shellacking, Democrats lost the House in 2010 while narrowly holding the Senate, and lost that 4 years later.
Midterms are always hard for whichever party is in the White House.
And especially Democrats.
A lot of folks don't pay attention to politics the way they do in a presidential year.
Obama says that must change.
Sometimes I can't help imagine what it would have been like if enough people had turned out to vote in those elections.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An exit poll taken by Edison Research Tuesday indicated that inflation and abortion are two top issues motivating Americans to vote in midterm elections. Those are followed by crime, immigration, and gun policy. It said turnout for midterms was about evenly divided between men and women. The midterm elections Tuesday will determine which major party will control Congress for the next 2 years. Edison also found that about 6 out of 10 voters said they were dissatisfied or angry about the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is VOA News. AP's reporting that the UN General Assembly has scheduled a vote for Monday on a resolution that would call for Russia to be held accountable for violating international law by invading Ukraine, including paying reparations. The draft resolution would recognize the need to establish an international mechanism for reparation for damage, loss, or injury arising from Russia's so-called wrongful acts against Ukraine. We're using the wording of the draft resolution there. Russia's veto power in the 15-member Security Council has blocked the UN's most powerful body from taking any action since President Vladimir Putin ordered his forces to invade Ukraine February 24th of this year. But there are no vetoes in the General Assembly, which has already adopted 4 resolutions criticizing Russia's invasion. The cryptocurrency exchange Binance says it plans to buy its rival FTX Trading. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
It's the latest example of how things can change quickly in the crypto world. The CEO of Binance says FTX is experiencing a significant liquidity crunch. Binance is the biggest crypto exchange. FTX is the third largest. The news sent prices for major crypto assets plunging. FTX is the latest cryptocurrency company this year to come under financial pressure. Crypto assets such as Bitcoin and Ethereum have collapsed in value. Binance's public announcement caused a crypto-like bank run at FTX, with major investors trying to pull their money. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Belgium-based nonprofit organization Apopo is working in Tanzania on training rats to wear backpacks and assist with search and rescue operations in disaster zones. It is not a joke, and as VOA's Jeff Custer reports, it makes more sense than you might think.
The rodents in question are not ordinary rats, but African giant pouched rats that weigh up to 1.5 kilograms. Lead researcher with the group, Dr. Donna Keene, told the Reuters news service the animals can get into places where people or dogs cannot.
Rats are just as trainable as dogs. They've got a great sense of smell, and their small size and natural agility should hopefully make them really good in this scenario where they could squeeze in small spaces and get closer to any victims.
The rat's backpack would carry a camera and two-way audio, so rescuers could actually talk to people through the rat. Keen says as their training progresses, the next step is for the rats to be field tested with search and rescue groups. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Wall Street stocks rose for a third straight session Tuesday as the U.S. midterm elections dominated attention ahead of key economic data later this week. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.